In a startling disclosure at the forum of a parliamentary committee on the eve of International Labor Day, a few government departments and contractors of the Parliament cafeteria are not paying the minimum guaranteed wage of 37,000 rupees per month to their employees. This disclosure was made at the forum of the National Assembly Standing Committee on Finance on the eve of May 1, 2025, which is celebrated worldwide to promote the cause of the labor class. The revelation about the violation of the minimum wage policy prompted the Finance Minister Mohammed Aurangzeb to promise to take up the issue with Minister for Human Resources and Overseas Pakistanis Chaudhry Salik Hussain. Ironically though, the Human Resource Minister's ministry is violating the minimum wage, which Aurangzeb announced in his first budget speech. Hussain's ministry is also one of those violators that are not paying the minimum wage, said Member of National Assembly, MNA, Aga Rafula, who brought up the issue in the committee. According to a written reply submitted before the National Assembly, MNA Aga Rafula revealed that the Overseas Pakistanis Foundation, working under the control of the Ministry of Overseas Pakistanis, is paying 28,000 rupees monthly to its employees working in various education institutions. This translated to 9,000 rupees, or 24% less than the minimum guaranteed wage of 37,000 rupees. The finance minister had demanded the names of the violators, and upon learning the details, he promised to take up the matter with the overseas minister. Additional Secretary Finance Ministry Amjad Mahmood informed the standing committee that upon inquiry, the overseas ministry claimed that it was paying the minimum wage of 37,000 rupees. When the government is not honoring the minimum wage commitment, then how can we expect it from the private sector? Remarked committee chairman Syed Naveed Kumar. Aga Rafula further disclosed that among the other government departments that were not paying minimum wage were the Ministry for Interprovincial Coordination, the National Counter-Terrorism Authority, and the National Bank of Pakistan, working under control of the Ministry of Finance and Export Processing Zones. He went on to say that even the employees working at the Parliament's cafeteria are not being paid the minimum wage of 37,000 rupees by the contractors. According to a list submitted in the NA committee by MNA Rafula, the Pakistan Sports Board and Federal Land Commission were not paying the minimum wage either. Additionally, the National University of Technology under the Ministry of Science and Technology and Pakistan Television, PTV, were found not complying with minimum wage requirements.